Meeting to order.
Okay. Sorry, that was me.
Okay, and we'll call our meeting to order. Would someone like to lead the Pledge of Allegiance, please? No. No volunteers? I'll do it.
I will.
Okay, thank you, Sianna.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sianna. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Losey?
Yeah, here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Stanfield?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Trent?
Here.
Mayor Long?
Here. All right, thank you everyone for making time this morning. I know it was rather short notice, and Jeremy, a special thank you for sacrificing a couple hours of your vacation. We appreciate it. I called this meeting and wanted to have this meeting as soon as possible because Diana is leaving and they had quite an aggressive schedule of list of things that they wanted to get done before she resigns her position. And so that is very time consuming. There's a board involved who are all volunteers, and I didn't want them to be spending a lot of time and spinning their wheels if the council or the city wanted things to go in a different direction. So that's why I wanted the meeting to happen quickly. And that's why Jeremy consented to call in from his vacation, because we had a crossover with council members being gone. And if we had waited for everyone to be in town, it was going to be like July 12th. And Diana's leaving the following week. So over the years, there've been several comments and questions from different council members, you know, what does FBID do? How does FBID help the community? Blah, blah, blah. And so having this workshop to discuss that and make sure that the council is clear about what FBID duties are and the direction that we want to go in the future. You know, if we're going to change things up with Diana leaving, now would be the time to do that. If we want to leave it the same, then FBID's got some things that they need to take care of and get on with hiring a director. So that's why the quickness, the, you know, escalation of a meeting, just to see what council wants to do and give some direction to the FBID board so they know what to do as Diana is preparing to go on to her new job. So that's why we're having this meeting today, basically just not to discuss all the little details that need to happen within FBID itself, but to discuss the direction that the council wants to see this organization go, or whether we want to continue the organization, whether we want to revamp the organization, just what that looks like. So Merritt has provided us a lot of information and a staff report. Merritt, you wanna go over some of that real quickly?
Sure. You know, and the staff report is intended to be general. And as Mayor Long said, she really, you know, I've received a number of questions from council members, comments from FBID board and director, you know, people questioning what's the best way for FBID to move forward. So in the staff report, there's really just some of the ideas that I've heard, and I wanted to make sure that those were in the agenda so the council got to those in the discussion. The other portion of the staff report I'd like to just draw the council's attention to is the need to update the audits for FBID. There's a responsibility on the part of the board to, the FBID Corporation to provide audited financial statements to the city and for the city to review and incorporate those into its annual budget. That hasn't happened since 2014. And it's one of the concerns that we have, you know, and I'll say that the city hasn't really, we haven't done our part to make sure that's happened, and FBID hasn't done their part to complete what they need to. And so it's something that we need to get back on track, and I very much want to see brought up to speed. I did send an email out to the council that was forwarded to me from Diana with FBID, and it's a significant issue. There's an anticipated cost between $50,000 and $70,000 to update the audits for FBID from the last audit from 2014, 2015 to current. So that's a big effort. It's not currently in FBID's budget. One of the things the city's responsible to do is approve FBID's budget, which is pending right now board approval. So that's one of the items that I would like to discuss. And I would just say one other thing is that I appreciate Mayor Long, you bringing up the timeline and your desire to have the meeting. I have talked to the president of the FBID board and the executive director, and they very much want to have a joint meeting with the FBID board and the city council, really to be able to work through some of those issues in a constructive manner. And so I just want to make it clear that this meeting is really just to start the discussion, and there was no intention to schedule a meeting quickly to eliminate or make it difficult for any board members on to participate from the EPID board. So I want to reiterate that I think there's a lot more discussions to be had. And I think this is really just a starting point in thinking about what the timely issues are with Diana's departure. So I appreciate, I know Erica Thompson, the board president, delayed her vacation to go. So we appreciate her and Diana being here on short notice for this meeting.
Absolutely. This is like the start of a discussion of a bigger conversation that would include the entire FBID board at some point when we have some direction. So thanks for clarifying that.
Right. And I just threw up some of the options that I've heard from council members and others. And so some of the things and ideas I've heard that would be, you know, potential for the future of EPID, continuing EPID with no changes rather than maybe just the updates that EPID board would propose. Another one that I've heard is dissolving EPID and discontinuing activities by the organization. Another idea that I included in here, which was having the city staff hire and conduct the operation of EPID within the city. And that's something that EPID executive director has brought to me, as well as an idea that she would like to see. And then also another option of contracting with another organization or consultant to do the work. So again, staff does not have a recommendation on any of these particular courses, but that's what I would like to hear, you know, from the council. What I would love to hear is which ideas the council is most interested in, so we could look into that, consult with EPID and think about what the steps would be to proceed with any of those. And then if you have any suggestion or ideas on how best to proceed with audits and bringing the financial statements up to record. And we do have Aaron here today. Aaron has some background on the financial aspect, and he's also looked at the statements and draft budget from EPID. So I don't think Aaron has anything to present, but he's available to answer questions as well and has been involved with the conversations about the financial pieces.
All right, thank you, Merritt. So, Diana, I really want to hear what the council has to say, but do you have any thoughts as to just like some quick thoughts on the direction that you think we should be going?
Thank you, Mayor Long. Personally, I think it would be in the best interest of the bid to be dissolved. And then figure out within where that workload goes. It is, in my 12 years, I worked with, five city managers and seven finance directors and five city managers and different council members and different board members. And in the last 4 months, you know, our board has been doing a deep dive into board retreats and the workload and what's working and what's not working. And in applying for another job, I think a lot of it had to do with, I'm not saying that I'm the only person, but I can't be the one that loves the bid and thinks that the bid is amazing and does all this great work and continue to function. And then it just doesn't work. All of the organizations have to work well together. All of the people have to work well together, and it's just not working. And so as we were restructuring, you know, like what does it look like? There's lots of options. If the bid stays, my recommendation is that it comes in-house in the city. City of Eureka is doing it with Eureka Main Street right now. And what does that look like? And then if it stays as its own entity, then it really needs to have the support from the city and the chamber, and they need to work well together. And it just hasn't been happening recently. And so I just think that there's some options. So it's like, those are your options: in-house, better support system around each other with better guidelines and better expectations, and then, or dissolve the bid and, you know, let the city maybe reassess that $60,000 matching funds and better ways to support the businesses. So, I mean, those are your three options. My recommendation is to dissolve the bid. That's how I feel. So,
okay. I just wanted you to, share with us what you were thinking. So, council members, what are your thoughts or questions? Who wants to go first?
What's that? Oh, I was going to say, I would like to see the audits completed and the, and I maybe ask Aaron what, since we are the fiduciary responsible overseer, shall we say, that where that stands with our audits and how that all works together.
Yeah, Mary Long, I can provide a response if you'd like.
Please.
So when I first started here, we used Terry Krieg as our auditor, and that is who FBID had used previously as well. And it was my understanding that we did, the city did try and incorporate the audit, FBID's audit with the city's audit into one. However, Terry Krieg was our auditor the first year I was here, and I was working with him on our city audit, and we were, you know, trying to get it done before the deadline. And I had a conversation with him, and he said he wasn't able to get FBID's, you know, stuff from them. And so he wanted to know from me if he wanted to finish out the city audit, or should we keep waiting for FBID? And at that point in time, I didn't want to hold up our own audit in order to wait and incorporate FBID's into our audit, because obviously we go out and we get a lot of grants. And if our audit is held up, then we jeopardize the potential of getting those grant funds. So we made that decision to close out our audit and move forward. And we've done that in the years since then. We've also changed auditors since then. And so I guess the concern that I have with including FBID into the city's audit is that the city really doesn't have any control over the materials that FBID prepares and sends to the auditors. So we really just act as the middle person. And so, you know, it's concerning from my standpoint if we're holding up the city's audit on an organization that we don't have any control on. So those are kind of my initial thoughts. Looks like there's some questions.
So I don't know who 726-2255 is, but they have their hand up. Who is that? Okay, they're not responding. All right, we'll go back to them in a minute. Any other council members have?
Mayor Long, this is I thought my phone number was 8957. This is Danny Kelly hoping for some public comment.
Okay. I didn't know who that was. Okay, so that's Danny. Okay. Let's get a couple more thoughts from council members, and then we'll go to the public again. Let's just kind of go back and forth. Mike Losey has his hand up.
I would like to have a discussion about maybe bringing the FBID operations into and under the direction of the city's economic development department. I'm not talking about eliminating or terminating FBID, but keeping the operations. I think we have an opportunity to bring the two entities together, which would work together for the economic development of the city, as well as our business community. Together, those entities would showcase what Fortuna has to offer with the locals, as well as the visitors. I think they'd both work together to entice new businesses and manufacturing, and, you know, just be a real positive move. By incorporating FBID into our economic development department, I think we'd be bringing the best of each entity together and would provide a very positive impact for our business community and in turn, for this city. I think the economic development department would oversee the FBID, and the business community could have an advisory committee to provide direction and suggestions. And this would bring an organizational structure to the bid, which would include the city manager and ultimately the city council, which I think is one of the suggestions that Diana was alluding to. The details of those issues would be worked out in future workshops, and those workshops would provide the business community input as to the appearance of the future FBID. I think those two departments have, the FBID and the Economic Development Department, have very closely aligned goals that I think would complement each other. And yeah, I saw where Eureka is taking that move and doing pretty much the same thing. I think it would be an opportunity for us to move forward with FBID in place, but under the city operation. That's my suggestion.
Okay. I know Erica is fuming and frothing at the mouth here to talk to us. Erica, do you want to say something at this point?
I do, Mayor Long. Thank you very much. just because I have questions and things specifically, and I don't want to have to backtrack a lot. It's only why I want to get in here now. So my first questions are for Aaron. First of all, what year did you start? Because you're number 7-5 for us in the last decade. So I don't even know when you started at the city.
I started in March of 2017.
Okay, thank you. One of the things that I wanted to point out is the city contract. Okay, this is an old document, but it is what we have been working off of since I've been involved for 8 years now. It's the only document that we have that governs our tie with the city. I'm going to read a paragraph out of this, and it's in a direct response to audits. It says, corporation will annually submit its accounting records to the city's finance director, who will organize and prepare the records for the fiscal year audit. The audit will be conducted as a part of the city's annual audit at the corporation's expense. Where any findings indicate that contract requirements are not being met, and upon such written notification, corporation agrees to take appropriate corrective action immediately. We were never notified in writing that the city's audits were not being able to be completed because of FBID's lack of offering up materials. Every year, we present to the city and we give our financials to the city every year. And those are available on our QuickBooks in our office at any time. So the fact that it's being said that we, from our lack of compliance, is a little insulting and is making me feel, because that is not the case. FBID has always been open, honest, and transparent with what we do here. Okay. So let's just put that out there. The fact that this is being pushed onto us as if it is all our responsibility is kind of unfair. And not to mention that we were told in the past by different finance directors that, no, don't worry about it. Oh, wait, this year, yeah, we need your stuff. Oh, wait, no, don't worry about it. Okay. So I'm glad we're here finally getting all this straightened out. But that is the history of how the audits have gone down. Okay. We have not had the written communication from the city that we have begged for in the past. Now, Mr. Councilman Losey, I love the fact that you want to incorporate the BID and the Economic Development Department together, because we have always thought of ourselves as the Economic Development Department of the City of Fortuna. We have always worked with that in mind, with working for businesses, with it's just, we've come a long way. And I keep trying not to go back, but it is hard when we have worked very hard for a long time to bridge this gap. I'm glad we're here now. But if it is about what we have to tell ourselves is we're going to absorb the BID into our Economic Development Department to make everyone feel good about that, then fine. Because that's what we've always felt we've been. That's what we felt Diana has been doing in this role this entire time. So thank you. That's all I have right now. I'm sure I'll have more later.
All right. Thank you, Erica. Danny.
Thank you, Mayor Long, City Council, City Staff. I appreciate Diana and Erica joining. I was not quite ready to hear an endorsement for dissolving the BID. I do believe that they have been making significant changes and improvements. I went in this morning to just check in and see where things had been, and I was floored. by the amount of change and progress I've seen in their digital assets and in the refinement of their vision. I think it would be a huge mistake to dissolve the bid, but I only say that in the context of you're going to need the right leader. I think there is a lot of tension going on right now. I think that a lot of that can be dealt with the right leadership and the right strategy and the right communication plan. I also think that that a lot of the value of having the bid as a separate entity is to be able to go after different monies than the city can, and also to provide different opportunities, different vehicles for the city to do things. One of the things that's always struck me as strange about Fortuna is us not having a really clearly defined city center and having so many special events. And I know that it has been a lot of work and burden on the bid to try to take advantage of those special events, help lead in some of those events. And, you know, I see the chamber and the bid both making significant improvements in the last few years. And I think that with the right leadership, those partnerships can strengthen and improve and can actually bring the city forward. I think that a stronger partnership with the city is important. And I know that these all sound like fluffy buzzwords, but I'm serious when I say the right leadership. And the things that I can think of that the right leadership would bring would be a more comprehensive client relationship management database to kind of focus on and improve deal flow. I think that we need to focus on forming partnerships both inside and outside the area more. I think that we could do a better job at the FBID of tracking metrics for businesses. FBID should be the place where any new or existing business goes to get the final definitive word on the actual real data of the businesses in the area, not just how many licenses we have out there, but also on the overall strength and health of that community. And these are things that can be managed in a CRM like Salesforce and things like that. I think that we have not done enough to target job workforce development stuff. We could be hosting job fairs. I think our community's flavor in terms of health and safety could be leveraged more. We could be holding children's fairs and public safety fairs and health fairs and things like that. There's certainly more projects that we can be doing, but also, you know, we could be developing Hispanic businesses more at 20% of our population and growing. And I just think that under the right leadership, it would be a huge waste and a shame to lose what I see as the amazing progress of FBID and Chamber lately. It's like we've stepped into a whole new century. And I think it's been difficult to wield all of the work that it's required to do that without like stepping on toes and things like that. But I do think that those relationships can be healed. I think that the FBID's board is full of passion, and that passion can be leveraged and utilized. Please, for the love of God, don't dissolve the FBID. I think that's a huge mistake. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Danny. Who
helped me? So I just want to say I completely concur with Danny, but it's not my recommendation that we, but in this situation, entering into this first meeting, this conversation, that is where my gut goes. But I completely concur with Danny. With the right leadership, the bid could continue to be successful. And I am saying continued because the bid has been successful. And it needs that right leadership to run it. So I completely concur with Danny. Thank you.
Mayor Long, can I just ask one question or bring up a comment? One of the things I've met with Diana, and Diana, I'd love you to weigh in here. You know, one of the things that you said has been a challenge is for a long time, I think the last time we saw a fee increase for the bid was 2002. And so other than adding new businesses and fees going up from the businesses, the budget has been a challenge and to pay salaries and keep pace and, you know, getting the right leadership, the bid has to have the right budget. Diana, do you have any comments about, you know, what those challenges are, and do you think that the bid can be successful within the current budget that they have you know, to attract new leadership and do some of the things that, some of the ideas that, that Danny mentioned.
I guess, can I ask you to please re-ask your question so that way I just have a better
time. In past discussions, one of the things that you said has been a challenge is just the overall budget of the bid. You know, that, you know, a fair amount goes, you know, about half of it goes to salaries, and then there's part-time help, and there's a lot of work, and the finances are tight for the bid. And in one of our previous discussions, you mentioned that the fees hadn't gone up in some time. And do you think it's unrealistic to expect the bid could be successful with the current level of funding that they have? Or do you think it's in pretty good shape and they could leverage those funds to pursue other grant funding sources and other things to be successful with the current level of funding?
I don't believe with the workload that the bid currently has and the budget that the bid currently has, that the bid could continue to be successful. It needs change. And so I don't think operating it as is would work, you know. But as for, yeah.
I do want to just say,
I sent the council this morning and staff the FBID financial, so it gives you a better synopsis. There's a balance sheet, profit and loss, and a budget versus actual. And then there's also a draft budget. I think if you review the draft budget, it really does outline what can and cannot happen. I think the core areas would suffer dramatically by getting rid of the bid because they count on their assessments to market their areas and promote their areas and host community events. And I think asking the businesses, especially following the economic crisis that's happening in our communities related to COVID, is not as the smart choice to ask for a fee increase in assessments, especially with Prop 216 and Prop 26. I don't even know that it could even happen without adding additional or new services. The city buy-in, obviously that's your budget and you would know if the city could afford to do more. But at this point, no. The bid cannot function the way it's been functioning without clear guidelines. That's the other thing is, you know, we responded to a letter that had some questions and was seeking information on the bid. The council, I sent the letters to make sure that everybody had clear understanding of what those questions were and the answers related to them. We didn't get feedback. We were asked to speak at the city council meeting. We didn't get council feedback. There's been times where we're not getting feedback. So if we don't get feedback, we can't serve the community or the city, and we can't keep justifying what we do. We need the buy-in from the city's component. So yeah, no, I would say that the answer is no. The bid could not continue to run off the same budget, and there would need to be structure change. But I believe that's the city taking the ownership over the bid. And what does that look like? And then really delegating from there. And then having really clear expectations, you know, if the bid is going to be creating, you know, community events, are we driving business? Are we doing it all? Because it's been a one-man show for 9 of the 12 years I've been here. And the last 3 years, I asked for help because it wasn't attainable. Like this, the workload is not obtainable. So at the current workflow, so with clear expectations, clear guidelines, clear qualifications, I think the city needs to have the buy-in. And if you guys are out, or if you guys have suggestions, it really needs to be, what can you afford to do? Because I don't think putting it back on the city or the businesses is the smart choice at this time.
I will tag in on that a little bit and say my take on it is, I mean, our budget, our total income is right around $120,000, which a year, which if you're looking at other executive director positions, is the salary of most executive directors, right? When I look at our budget, where we are right now, it really feels like either we can pay staff, because it is it is not a one person show anymore. The reason the bid has been making the leaps and bounds that it has these last couple of years, like Danny pointed out, and thank you for that, Danny, is because we've had Bernie and Allison, and we've had, you know, Diana's had help in her office in getting these things done. But we've gotten to a point where we have enough money in our budget to pay for people to do things, or we have enough money to pay for things to be done. We don't really have enough to do both. And that's partially because of the workload that we've been doing and the amount of work that has been going on here. So
I do want to say too, we did apply for a grant with the Humble Area Foundation, and we had such great feedback from them. They restructured the Humble Area Foundation, but as part of them, they reached out to local funders and asked on our behalf, including reaching out to the city, it's my understanding, to figure out better ways to support the bid, because they were so excited about the work that the bid had been doing. They just weren't able to contribute funds to that. So it's like there are opportunities, but then there aren't, because there needs to be a different funding source. So yeah, there's obviously grant opportunities to continue to apply for. If we can have somebody assist somebody here to write grants. But again, it's write grants, community events, help local businesses. It becomes like this all encompassed thing. And as much as you guys know, grant writing is hard and it's a lot of work and it is a full-time job. And so just a setting aside funding for that. Sorry. I'm really emotional today, so I'm taking myself a little off screen and I'm shaky, and it's really personal for me. And I understand it's business, but it's part of how I do business, is that I do it from my heart and with passion. So I appreciate you guys taking the time and having a conversation. I wish it was sitting around a table where we could talk candidly about options. And I think it's important that that happens next. And if not this week, maybe next week. And seeing what those are. So that's my two cents. And I do appreciate the council's support and those that have supported the bid over the years. And yeah, it's really emotional for me.
So. Other council members that we haven't heard from yet? Do you have any thoughts, Jeremy or Mike? Do you have any thoughts beyond the audit question, Tammy?
I've been involved in some ways with the bid since the Charlotte McDonald days all the way up through Diana. And I can say that it's probably because she's been there longer than the others, but I know that she approaches it with her heart and with passion and enthusiasm and desires to see things happen. As far as folding it into the city, that's an option and under the Economic Development Department, but we'd have to look at the ramifications with the budget and the current $120,000 budget for operations and to fulfill the items in the documents that created the bid. And it's a challenge there. I don't know what that would look like under the city with the budget and the labor requirements for the salary and benefits. So, but we can look at that and see, and that's kind of where I'm coming from. I wasn't so much looking at the audit as a positive, negative. I just wondered where that left us as the pass-through agency, and that question was answered. And that's, you know, I had no opinion one way or the other. I was just seeking information there. Thank
you. Okay.
I did want to just say really quick, I did volunteer to stay on or affiliated with the bid for the next 12 months in order to help complete the audits and answer the questions and be that person. I will be working a full-time job, but I'm committed to making sure that everybody has their answers, questions to the best of my abilities. So I'm happy to be a part of that process. And I'm happy to hand over books to anybody that wants them. They're about ready. So.
Okay. Jeremy.
You'd think that as the liaison, I'd have a clear idea of direction, but I don't at this point. I think that we have a very passionate group of board members at the FBID currently. that I would hate to see their momentum being squashed. I'm still curious to know what it looks like as Eureka has taken Eureka Main Street underneath their economic development wing and somewhat, I don't think Eureka's got enough track record to show us a clear path that that's the direction we should go. And I don't think that it's necessarily the right move to dissolve the bid today, because I think that we do have momentum on our side. So I think that you have, I think the board, one of the board's frustrations, and forgive me if I'm speaking for the board and they have different opinion, is the, they feel like they're kind of out there on their own, thinking that they have the best idea of what the businesses want. And then they have the city of Fortuna looking at them going, okay, you did this and this and this, but you're not doing this and this and this. Where is that effort? And so I think they're being pulled and pushed in all these different directions. And I think a contract would really solidify some of that, that moving forward. So if we were to dissolve the bid and put it underneath the economic development department, I still think that the FBID board is a vital component to the being the mouthpiece of the business community. So I think that it'd be important for them to stay in connection as an advisory committee of some sort, if they're willing to do so. I think that if we kept FBID as it is, I think that a clear definition of the director's role, of the expectations of the position, of the contract being redrafted, this might be detail for another conversation, but there's this interpretation that FBID doesn't need to adhere to the Brown Act because it's a tax and it's not, or it's an assessment and not a I don't know what the argument is there, but I feel strongly that it should be a part of the board of the Brown Act because of the city's matching funds. Those are public funds and those should be adhered to with the Brown Act guidance. So I know that that's devil's in the details, but it's just been something that's been weighing on me for a while since the conversation we've had about 3 meetings ago. And maybe it was 5 meetings ago, but I missed a couple and I apologize to the board for that too. So forgive me for not having a clear direction today, but I just feel like losing momentum is a poor choice and throwing away the momentum is also a poor choice. So I don't know if that helps you at all.
Mayor Long, can I make a couple of comments?
Sure.
But, you know, in response to Councilmember Stanfield's comments, you know, a significant amount of time and effort on the part of the city and the businesses took place in order to create the bid. And, you know, listening to Councilmember Stanfield's comments and the passion of the board and the recognition that the board has made a big effort, it seems like it would be a difficult thing. You know, once you dissolve the bid and the city council has the ability to do that, then you really, it's a steep climb to bring that back if you ever wanted to. And in response to, so if it was, it's not a question of dissolve the bid and bring it into the city or just dissolve the bid. If the city could keep the bid and bring that in-house in the city. And I think that's what Diana and Erica's recommendation is. So, you know, that could always change, but the city could take on a position. We could develop a budget for that department, which would be economic development. We really don't have, you know, that right now those duties are performed really under the city manager, as with a lot of other duties. So they're lumped in with the city manager. But I think that's what the request from FBID has been, even though it might not be formal at this point, but I know that they've been looking at that and thinking that that could provide more stability, but the bid would still exist. The FBID board would still, it has to, if you look at resolution 90-550, in order to keep the assessment and have the bid proceed, that advisory board has to exist. So what they would do, and I think what is happening in Eureka, is that advisory board will still provide that direction and oversight, but there would be an employee of the city. And so the city could develop a department budget for that position. So keeping the bid and bringing it to the city is an option. You don't have to dissolve the bid to bring in the city. If you dissolve the bid, you would lose the assessment and the ability to change that assessment in the future. So I just wanted to clarify that in response to Councilmember Stanfield's comments.
I'd like to tag in quickly and just say that the FBID board is not requesting anything at this time. We were notified of this meeting yesterday. We're here to have a conversation. These are options that have been laid out. I think Diana and I do agree to a certain extent that, you know, Merritt bringing it into the city. I really like that idea because I don't want to see all the work, the 30 years of work that the bid has done. Just that's not what we're here to do. But we do need to make sure that we only have two board members here. So, you know, like we're having a conversation with you guys. We need to, as a board, come back and go, okay, what is our recommendation? What are we going to do? So I just wanted to clarify that right at this moment, the board is not requesting anything. We're just here to get feedback, which is what we've been wanting and asking for. And then we would like the time, the chance to meet as a board and then come to the council with our request. So thank you.
And I think the objective of this meeting is to give you guys some guidelines to take to your board. Here's what the city's thinking. What does that look like? So that's.
And we are very grateful for the opportunity. Thank you, Supervisor.
And I appreciate the clarification too. I didn't mean to dissolve the bid as if to make it go away, make the assessment go away and act like it doesn't exist. So I appreciate the clarification and the poor choice of words on my part. The bring it in-house and still have the advisory is one option, or to keep it the way it is outside of the city's in-house operation, and but maybe with this a more updated and detailed description of the job duties and responsibilities of the bid is more or less the direction I was considering, not dissolve and make it all go away, because I think that's a mistake altogether. So I apologize for the misuse of the word, and I appreciate the clarification.
As part of our board retreat, Councilman Stanfield, I know you know that we've been working on a board manual. And just to share with the rest of the council, part of what we're doing is creating those clear distinctions and job roles and board roles and all these things. We've really been putting a lot of time and effort into this document. You guys haven't got a chance to see it yet because we're still working on it. But all of this stuff that we're asking for is in the works. And this is kind of another piece that we've just been really needing. So
I think that whatever decision we make today, the contract has to be redone. The expectations need to be laid out much clearer, and we just have a lot of work to do as a council and as the FBID board, whichever way we decide to go. Tammy, did you want to say something?
Well, you just said something that I was just going to say. I feel that basically FBID has been kind of thrown out there and not really had any defined things or defined jobs of what they should be doing. So they go from one place to another without having a lot of direction. I think that what Erica was saying is good. They're working on something that tells them what FBID is supposed to be doing and what, you know, define certain things. And I think that's something that's really important that gets done. So there is actual a list of things. This is what FBID's responsibility is. Right now, you know, I read over some of the stuff that FBID does, and it's very vague on the definition of what FBID does and how they do serve the city. So I think that needs to be clarified a little bit better. And I do think we do need some sort of economic development program. So I just think there's a lot of work that has to go. I know that FBID has been working a lot on this kind of work. I would actually like to see, I know that at least when I was on the board, the financials were given to the board each month that said each month what bills were paid and, you know, what they were paid to. I'm assuming this is still a practice that's getting done. And I would actually like to see, you know, see some of those so we can see you know, where that money has gone, what's working and what's not working. I think there's a lot of work that we need to do working together. We need to keep a program to help the city businesses and city businesses. I don't know how to bring those in because there's so many people that will complain but not do anything. And so it's hard to bring a business in, you know, and you hear so much about, well, what do they do for me? Well, have you checked into seeing what they can do for you? You know, kind of stuff. So I don't know how we improve that communication, but that's something we need to work on too, on how we can work together, you know, with the citizens, the community, the businesses, and the economic department and the bid. I think, you know, we need to have better communication. So, and I do appreciate all the work that the bid has been doing to try to move toward this direction. So I just think there's a lot more work that we need to do and a lot more discussions that we need to take and a lot more stuff that we need to look at.
I do want to just tag on to that really quick, Council or Pro Tem Trent. Thank you. And just to clarify, we have never provided a check register to the board to approve. It has always just been balance sheet, profit and loss, budget versus actual. At the time though, when you did serve on the FBID board as our council liaison, we had a bookkeeper with ALSB. The year I think that you came off of the FBID board, and the bookkeeper retired, and we have yet to replace our bookkeeper. And so it has been issue of staff for a couple years. It was also during the Hubble Ice Rink era as well, so we were not in the office as much. But I did just want to point a clarification is that that was actually never provided on behalf of the bid to the board. We did talk about it and moving forward. Council Member Stanfield had requested that moving forward in the next fiscal year as a log of what's being paid, and we're happy to comply.
Thank you, Diana. Any other questions or comments from council?
Just a clarification, if I could, Mayor.
Sure.
I really appreciate Jeremy's comment. We certainly do not want to stifle the motivation and the emotion and passion that the FBID board has. We want that to move forward. But just to clarify my and maybe some folks misunderstood, I was not talking about terminating FBID, but incorporating FBID under the auspices of the Economic Development Department. I think with incorporating the two it would be the best direction to go for everybody involved. That might mean, you know, however this turns out, but it might mean hiring a separate director for FBID that falls under the auspices of the Economic Development Department. So that's all.
Sounds like I would like to just tag on Councilman Losey really fast. Thank you so much for your words. I think another thing to think about as part of this search for an executive director is that currently, our executive director's salary is double the minimum wage, which is the law, but it has no real benefits with it. It only has a medical stipend, a health insurance stipend of $400 a month. By bringing one of the benefits to the bid, by bringing it into the city and making it a position, would be that we could roll the director's position and get into the city benefits as well. I think it would help us find a more qualified candidate if we had that as a part of our hiring package. So
I think most of us are talking about the same goals here. It's just a matter of working out the details and letting staff come back with recommendations and suggestions, as well as the FBID board.
So So let me know if you guys are all thinking kind of along the same lines as bringing the position under the umbrella of the city, having it be a city employee, keeping the FBID advisory board, just like we have the planning commission and the Measure E board, being able to offer a higher salary with benefits. Is that what you guys are leaning towards? I need to see some confirmation or if I'm on the wrong track. Tammy?
I have a real strong concern with that because of our budget, adding another position in with high pay, especially, you know, we're going to be going into negotiations with the employees that we have, and we don't have a balanced budget without our tax measure. So that's going to be more money that's going to have to be taken out of our Measure E funds. So I think that's something that we need to look at real strongly before we decide to put another position onto the city. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I think it's a great idea, but I also think that we have to look at the city's budget before we even consider something like that.
Can I just give you one point to consider is that if the current match with the city of Fortuna is $60,000 and you bring the employee in as an hourly rate, you wouldn't have to bring them in at an exempt employee rate, and you could drop the salary. And then the $27,000 package, I think Merritt, correct me if I'm wrong, $25,000 to $27,000 for the benefit package with the salary lowered, it would be approximately the benefits, the $61,000 that you're already paying for the city match for the bid. So you could restructure some things if it's a new position.
Yes.
That would just be my recommendation.
Right. But we also have the FBID assessments that wouldn't go out of the city at that point. Only a percentage would go to the Main Street Merchants Association, those core areas. So some of that money would remain in the city rather than going out to someone. So that would help pay for that salary as well.
So we come with expenses, but we come with some income too.
We're just giving it back to you.
So we may have enough without changing our budget to hire a person and give them benefits without going into our general fund. And that's something we could have Aaron look at for us.
Yeah, but just real quickly, you know, if you counted the benefits and the pension, I mean, just the healthcare is $25,000 to $27,000 if it's an employee with a family. And it's unrealistic to think you could hire somebody for much less than $60,000 who would be qualified. And, you know, Aaron, so we think that, you know, I think the cost of an employee would be closer to $100,000, which is, you know, it gets really close when you look at the amount that has to go back to the separate core areas. So again, if the council wanted us to, we could draft up a department budget that would take that into consideration and provide some options for salary and give a detailed look at those costs, if that's what the council would like to see.
Well, and can that ordinance be changed? Can the percentage that goes to those core areas be changed?
I think that would require changing the ordinance, and there was an assessment benefit district. So that would, I think it would be important to confer with the businesses again, but then you're opening up the assessment. And so you'd have to go through that process to change it. I think you can increase it, but again, the city's amended updated and completed new ordinances in the past. For example, when they added Strong's Creek or when they've increased the assessment. And again, I don't think anyone's suggesting increasing assessments at the time, but the city has the ability to do that if they want to.
I would also say that as part of the general plan, there are a couple of other core areas that are being suggested. So like the Boulevard and Riverwalk and all of those things are potential for other core areas. And they're part of the general plan, and is part of our future focus as FBID is to bring those in as well, which would be additional revenue. And then I had another point, but I lost it. Sorry. If I could.
Madam Mayor,
yes.
Can I speak again from the public?
Yes.
This is Danny Kelly again. I think that actually bringing the director of the FBID under the city directly might not be the best idea. For one thing, the experiment in Eureka is very young. I believe that it was probably started under the passion of Rob Homeland, who's no longer there. Who knows how it's going to play out. My concern with bringing it under the city is you're starting to call into question some conflicts of interest. You've got business interests, which may not always align with government interests, and particularly around sometimes, taxes and things like that. It would probably be better long-term for there to be that distinction. Now, that having been said, I think that this role could stand to have much more close collaboration and involvement with the city. But I, as a business owner myself and as a member of the community, I feel a little bit nervous about the city taking on that role. You know, the city's going to get all the flack about, you know, well, we're not doing enough on the vision and the recruitment. We're not doing enough to bring in this person or that person. There's going to be questions of motivations and that kind of stuff. The other thing I want to say is I don't feel as confused about what the role of FBID is. I did it first and I dove in and I think I very clearly understand it. FBID is about business recruitment, expansion and retention. It's not about tourism. And I think sometimes FBID has been caught up in a lot of the special events and the tourism kind of economy here and has spent resources to support those things and do those things that could be better spent on recruitment, expansion, and retention. I think COVID really showed what FBID is capable of. I saw, you know, Diana and Renee working closely together to try to address all of these sudden and important and huge health impact issues and really supporting the businesses with some of those things through FBID side. And I think that that's just an example. We could be doing so much more there. And again, everything I'm hearing on this call, I would really counsel the leadership to think about this. Before you make huge changes, you're going to have to recruit somebody new anyway, even if it's a city position. Take a moment, breathe, have these conversations with the FBID board, maybe hire an interim director who can understand that this may be a temporary position, but try to really get to the bottom of that. These are huge changes and there's just so much potential and so much, and I don't want to get stuck in sunk cost fallacy here. You know, we have spent a lot of money on FBID. It's a thing. We don't want to lose it. And I know nobody's saying lose it, but honestly, if you bring it under the city, you're going to fundamentally change the nature of it in many significant ways that you can't even see yet because of the limitations on government in particular. And I would just caution you guys, take an intermediate approach, maybe consider an interim director with a focus of hammering out these questions in close partnership with the city and other stakeholders, and then go from there. Thank you for letting me speak twice. Sorry to take up so much time.
It's okay. Workshops are ran a little differently than regular council meetings, and this is why it's more of a discussion. I think the benefit of bringing it under the city is that the pay could be increased. So I don't know how many people are out there that would want to run an organization for the pay that is with FBID. I mean, I have no idea as far as recruiting and what that even looks like. I think that that salary could be raised if it was under the city, and the benefits would be better, which is another recruitment approach. But I don't know. What's everybody else think? I mean, I get that we've had it separate and I think there are benefits to that as well. I think going forward, if we keep it separate, we all need to be more responsible and play a better role in keeping in sync and whatever the requirements are for FBID within, you know, the city's purview, we need to make sure that those things are happening and we all need to play that role that needs to be taken seriously. And we need to not get to the point where we're at right now. Again, we need to regroup and pay attention. So
I think one, I would just kind of tag on Danny Kelly's thing is, even if it goes into the city, I would love to have that advisory board, because I think that, you know, part of what we do is work as a liaison between our businesses and the bid, and that's our job, and definitely part of what we're writing our manual is to, as board members ourselves, be more involved and be more hands-on. And really show what we need to do to help support the bid. I also remembered my other comment, just in regards to the core areas and like changing their percentage of what they get, I would advise after working with these, some of these folks for a while, to not, that would probably be a dog in a fight you wouldn't want to deal with. So, I would definitely recommend not changing the percentage, and working hard to help maintain, those core areas and what they're receiving and the benefits they're getting already, and not lessen those benefits.
So. All right, council, any direction? We've got to give them something or schedule another meeting to get into it more or something, so.
I'd like to look at what Aaron works up for a cost for an employee, and then look if that's the most efficient way of doing that job and fulfilling the requirements of the bid. Because it does, there are, you know, they're laid out in the ordinance that created it, and we can look at that and see what their board, because as Erica and Diana said, they have to working together and have a meeting to see what the board wants to do. And so I think we should have Aaron look at, on our end, have Aaron look at what that cost would be for an employee. And we can schedule another workshop and come back.
Who would be the best person to look at the pros and cons of having it in-house and keeping it as is? What does that look like?
You know, I think we could do that and lead it as a city effort, but again, we'd probably want the input from, you know, the FBID board, and Diana, will she still available to us?
And by no means am I recommending that we keep it as is. It has to have changes effective immediately in order to continue to operate.
Yeah.
And that's what I think I would like to see, what changes you guys think it needs, and then how that looks with keeping it separate or incorporating it as a city employee. What are the pros and cons of both? And what does the council want to see the FBID doing? I mean, is it the ordinance and the contract that we have now, or is it something different? Is it more of something, less of something? Are there additional tasks? What does that even look like? And I don't know if we have those answers today, but bringing that to the table as well.
The city contract absolutely needs to be updated. We've asked in years past to update our city contract based on the fact that it was signed in 2002. And what we've done, and especially with COVID too, I think we've definitely come around to just what this bid is capable of doing. And I think that the city contract needs to be updated. We need to get the information in there about the Brown Act, because that is not covered in our contract. So one of the first things I would say is, you know, review the contract, see what you guys think of that, give us some feedback. We can meet as the board and talk about those pros and cons and get some more information for you guys from our vantage point. And then we're just going to need to meet again and keep working together like this, and just not let it get pushed by the way, which is what has happened in the past. So if everybody is committed to working together and keep moving forward, you know, we as the board can meet, we can go through our contract, see what, you know, put in what we think, you guys put in what you think, do your financial analysis on your end for the position. We'll do some pros and cons of, you know, what that looks like from our end. And I think we just need to reconvene and just keep this dialogue going and keep the conversation going and working together, because, you know, I've lived in this town for 20 years. And in the last 4 months, I have been sad so many times because I feel like people that I have worked with, here's my turn to get emotional, right? People that I've worked with for years, don't know and honestly feels like doesn't even care what we do. And so I'm very glad this is happening. And I know that it's kind of an upset, but sometimes it takes a big upset to get things moving forward. And so that would be my biggest thing, is just to keep going and keep investing in what is a good service to our community, and understand that it does need to change and it does need to move forward. And we do need to enter the year 2021-22 and realize that, you know, we are a part of the economic development of the city and deserve to be recognized as such. So thank you.
Mayor Long, can I just make one comment?
Of course.
You know, one of the things I just want to be clear on. So in the past, the city, I mean, FBID is an assessment on the businesses with a contribution from the city to perform a service for those businesses. And it seems like what's happening now is that FBID's really wanting some direction and input from the city. But I think we want to be careful because, you know, as Mr. Kelly brought up, really the businesses are the ones who are paying the tab. The city's kicking in to assist. But the direction of the bid really should be at the pleasure of the businesses who pay that assessment. So, you know, I don't want to have the council have the wrong impression. The city should not be steering what the bid does. The advisory board should be doing that in the businesses. And so I think the expectation that the city provides direction to the bid is, you know, one that we really need to think about carefully. And, you know, how do you get the input from the businesses? I don't think anyone's proposing that the city starts providing direction to the bid. And so I think the board, as a representative of all those businesses, should really, you know, take some action at their level and be real clear with what they want, the, you know, what they're requesting of the city, rather than the other way around.
I would just like to add on to that, if that's okay, Merritt.
Yeah, I wasn't quite done yet.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You know, and I think in the contract, it's really clear what the bid should be doing and what the financial responsibility. So I see us more as a referee and, you know, at this point, and, you know, is the board and the bid doing the things we've asked them to do? And those are, again, really clear in the contract. There's been some question about that, but promotion of public events, decoration of public space, furnishing music in a public space, general promotion of business, and marketing to fill available space and retail recruitment. So there's a well-defined mission of the bid that was part of the set when the assessment was done. That's what the businesses agreed to. So if we're going to deviate from that, we really want to see those businesses take that up and really tell the city what they want, if that's going to change, rather than the other way around. So that's my comment.
Thank you, Merritt. I did want to just say one thing, but the assessments that are, it's a tax onto the business. It's a levy tax onto the business. It's not a membership fee like the chamber. The businesses do not have a choice, and their contributions, according to the contract with the city of Fortuna and the bylaws of the bid and the ordinance, is that FBID hosts an annual meeting once a year to get feedback from the community. We create a work plan. We present the work plan and the budget to the city of Fortuna, and then we're obligated to fulfill that work plan with the council in providing financials and keeping the council abreast of that information that we're doing. So although we do have the feedback from the businesses, and we do have liaisons as from the business community that serve as the advisory committee, as the board members, we're doing that. We're doing that. Is it a membership organization? No. Should the members have a say? Absolutely. Do we give them an opportunity? 100%, we do. We do that through the core area associations. We do that through our board meeting. We do that through our annual meeting. And this year we sent in surveys, and this year we sent out a survey to over 900 business owners, business people in the community, and we had two businesses respond. And so, like, we are doing our due diligence in reaching out to the businesses, but we are also meeting the requirements of the contract in that sense of having an annual meeting, working on a budget, getting a work plan, and then working on that and getting the council in the loop. And we do that every year through an annual meeting. This year was a little bit different because it was pretty much all accomplishments, but we were also working on our board manuals, board retreats, employee manuals, work plan, and all of the stuff. And I tried to make that really clear in my hour-long presentation. So sorry about that again. So I hope that that makes sense.
So do the businesses not see the work plan unless they go into the council agenda and packet and look at that? Is that not presented to them at any point?
It's all presented on our website, and we have in the past sent it out in an annual newsletter to check out the FBID work plan. Here's where your FBID assessments are going to be spent. Have a say when we pull the businesses, have a say in where your FBID assessments are spent. And we allow the businesses to communicate to the bid through that. If we worked at the direction of each individual business, you can imagine what that would look like. So it comes to the board, and the board sets that work plan, and then we do that together. So I do agree that the businesses should have a say and should give feedback and input. We give them opportunities to do that annually in order to create a work plan, and we fulfill the obligations of the work plan. And so do I think that we should hear what every business has to say? Yes, we should. And then we should take it into consideration. But when fulfilling the work plan, we're able to do that. So I did want to say one thing about adding into the contract moving forward is expectations. If it's expected that we get blank amount of businesses into the city of Fortuna, if all we say is we keep the contract the way it is pretty vague. If we say that we need to fill vacancies, and last year I had 66 vacancies, and this year I have 52 vacancies, I've completed that. Does it make the council happy to see 52 vacancies? Probably not, but it doesn't mean that we're not doing that. And so having really clear expectations and guidelines will help the next executive director fulfill and achieve the accomplishments that the council would really like to see. And that's what I'm recommending.
Well, and as Merritt said, it's the council and the businesses, though. So that's, I think, an important piece, Merritt, that you brought up to make sure that we definitely keep that in mind as we are moving forward.
Yeah, Mayor Long, if I could. What Merritt said as far as bringing the businesses in, the FBID was started by the city council many, many years ago. And everything, you know, the advisory board and all of those requirements were put in place. And we absolutely want direction from the business community. But the city can certainly facilitate this communication in these meetings and receive that direction from the business community. But ultimately, it is going to be the city council to decide the direction of FBID. Certainly taking into consideration those recommendations. So I just want to throw that out there.
I think another thing that would be nice just coming from a FBID board member is that we all be on the same page and have an accurate understanding of what's going on. So that way, when you as council members are out in the community and you're being asked, because I know you guys get asked, right? Then we are all conveying the same message, right? I think that's another thing, is like making sure we're all getting on that same page, that we all have an understanding of what's going on, and that expectations are being, or you know, that the message is being delivered by all the people in the leadership of the city. And then we can turn around and have that explanation and say to the business owner, what can we do? And I'll make sure it gets to the FBID board and we can, you know, let's work on this, you know, be very proactive about that. So I think that part of it would be getting the message very clear for everyone, so we're all putting out the same thing.
Eric, I totally agree with what you're saying, and what you're talking about ultimately is accountability. And so that's a real plus by bringing it under the auspices of the city.
I have one comment. I'm curious to know if staff can do an assessment to see if we would lose any benefits. The member of the public, Mr. Kelly, brought up a good point. Much like we have the Rona Record District and the city Parks and Rec Department, we have an opportunity to seek funding for grant funds through two different entities versus one. So I would like staff to look into that. If we're losing an opportunity there for grant funding moving forward for the bid, if we were to bring it under the city, or if that's still something that could be accomplished, because I think that's going to be a major factor or decision maker on whether we keep the bid as it is or whether we bring it in-house.
I do want to just say that the bid, the Fortuna Business Improvement Corporation is a 501c4. The Fortuna Business Improvement District is what the city contract between the city of Fortuna and the Fortuna Business Improvement Corporation and the city of Fortuna have a contract together to be the Fortuna Business Improvement District. And so we would still be able to operate as a 501c4 where needed, if we were in-house.
Good to know. Thank you. Any other comments, Merritt? You just unmuted.
Yeah, just, you know, if the council has an opinion, I'm concerned about the ability to bring up the audits. We have an estimate between 50 and 70,000 to bring the audits up to date. And so, Aaron, I don't know if you have any opinions, but you know, without direction from the council, it seems to me that we need to pursue that effort, and it's going to be a significant effort. And, you know, maybe ideas of how we pay for that. Obviously, FBID doesn't have the funds to pay for the audit, even though it's, you know, their responsibility under the contract. You know, so at this point, I just, you know, again, or Erica or Diana, you know, are there any thoughts on the need to pursue and complete those audits? To me, it seems like we need to do that to fulfill our responsibility for the use of those public funds.
I would be interested to see what it would cost for the city's audit to be amended for 2016 to 2020 and include FBID into your audit as per our contract states at our expense, to see if the fee could come in lower than the $50,000 to $70,000.
I think at this point, it's likely that those books are closed, and Aaron can weigh in on that. But if the city was going to perform the audit independently, we'd probably hire a separate auditor and not mix it up. And so we would contract, I think, with a third party and then bring those along separately, but along with the city budget. But at this point, we can't go back, I don't believe, Aaron, and change those audits from 2014-15 through 2020-2021.
No, our audits are closed. Everything's finalized. We've sent them off to the appropriate agencies that need to review those and approve those. I think from the email that I got from the auditor, it sounded like he didn't really want to do it. So I think he was probably throwing out a higher number than is really realistic. So I would probably recommend that I can help you, Diana, look for some maybe local accounting firms that may be willing to come in and do it for a lot less than that $50,000 to $70,000 that they quoted us.
Thank you, Aaron.
So just for a little background, FBID, the last time they completed an audit was 2014-2015. They also did not allocate funds in their budget for that purpose. There's no allocated funds in FBID's budget right now. So what the city did last time in 2014, they did a resolution and recognized a loan to FBID. And what they did is they took the cost of that audit. The city took the cost of that audit out of the city contributions to FBID. So if we're going to do that, assume we can, you know, perhaps get maybe half the cost, $30,000 or $40,000, say, if we could really bring the cost down, that's going to be a significant hit to the city contribution if the city proceeded like they did last time and wanted to see those costs recovered from future contributions to FBID. And we'd need to know that pretty soon. Our payments, you know, bills are going out to the businesses, and those are due in August, and the city contribution would be the same. So if we want to bring that type of action and do a similar approach to loan FBID the money and deduct it over, you know, maybe the next two or three fiscal years, we'd have to know that and bring a council item to do just that again, which was the solution last time.
Yeah, I think it will really depend on our board has not approved a budget. They are reviewing budgets, but with the bomb that I have given my resignation. Everything was kind of put on hold to figure out what the future looks like. So it's not that FBID can't budget for those audits. It's that we don't know what the future of the bid looks like. And so it's hard to assess and put that dollar amount to the budget when we don't know what's happening right now.
And that will be one of the city's primary comments on your budget. And again, I know we've gotten off track and there haven't been formal approval, but we intend to do it this year. Those are our city's comments are due tomorrow. But, you know, our primary comment at this point is that there needs to be funding allocated for the audit costs.
So does anyone know legally what the depth of that audit needs to be? Is there a legal thing that we have to do that, or can we have somebody do a simpler, not as in-depth type of audit to get those years caught up and then start over again? Or how does, legally, what's our responsibility?
Aaron, do you have any input there?
It's my understanding, and talking with Terry, and this was a few years ago, so I'm not 100% clear on all the details, but it was my understanding that we as the city aren't responsible for their financials or their audits unless we bring them into ours, because they are their own corporation. So the only responsibility that we have as a city is to make sure that those funds are being spent in accordance with, you know, the guidance that we've given them, and that would be as they're stated in the MOU. And so I don't know if they have to be a full-on, you know, in-depth audit, but we do need financial statements that have been reviewed by an independent party. So, and that's to make sure that we have verified that the expenses, the city funds, general funds have been spent according to the MOU as we gave them the funds. Otherwise we could be in trouble if the funds were not spent according to what we gave them to be spent for.
So at this point, you know, confirming that those funds are consistent with the five things that FBID is charged with doing.
So what if we put that out there? Doesn't that seem a lot simpler?
I think so. I think we should definitely reach out to some local CPA firms and see if they're willing to do an independent review of all the information and come up with at least a brief report for the city to review and approve.
Okay. And you were going to help facilitate some of that, Aaron?
I can certainly help Diana. I can give her some of the requests for proposals that I sent out when we changed our auditors, and also I can give you the full list of audit firms that I sent out the RFP to, which was over 100. So maybe I could work with her to draft an email that we could just send out to all of them and see who, if any of them, are interested.
Well, I think that a review versus an in-depth audit is two different things, though. How do we phrase that? How do we get that?
I'll have to think about that. We still want it to be an independent review of the information. So I'm not sure how much that distinguishes it from a formal audit. I'll have to look into that a little further.
Okay.
We can stay in communication and assist Diana she's here to develop that scope and again and solicit proposals and refine what the scope of work is for the auditors. So there'll probably be a dialogue between interested firms in the city and FBID.
And I just want to, from here on out, the conversations will be had with the president and staff will do the work, but I don't want to be making decisions on behalf of, I mean, I'm here to help and I want to do it, but I just want to make sure that the board president or the FBID board is a part of the conversation so that way they're seeing everything. And so if we can have everything in writing, it would really be helpful for me.
Tammy, you have your hand up.
Yes. I was just curious, is the paperwork ready to go to auditor, or is that going to take a lot of work to getting those ready to go?
I mean, our files and bills are ready to go. If they need us to print reports, those kind of things, I'm happy to send the QuickBooks account. They can have access to anything and everything. So, I'm not a bookkeeper. I don't know what's all entitled in, but I just always Terry would show up and he would take my box and then he would leave and he would ask for the CPA to send him reports and files in order to accomplish that and get back to me when he needed clarity or clarification on certain things. It was really helpful having the city auditor do the FBID audit because they did understand the assessments. So that might be something that in that list of people that FBID tries to work with the city auditor. So that way they understand where the funds are coming from and it makes sense. I don't know.
Go ahead, Tammy, go ahead.
Is there money in the budget this year that can be go towards the audits?
Sure, there's money everywhere, but we just have to reassess some things. So it could be that the bid doesn't operate normal business hours with the full-time executive director for the first 6 months because we need to pay for audits and then starting in January 1st. Anything is possible at this point because you don't have an executive director running the bid after July 21st. As long as the FBID board is on board, then yes, of course. The answer is always yes. We can make it happen. We just have to figure out how to make it happen.
I'm talking about for this budget year. Is there any money left before you go into next budget year?
This budget year ending today? No.
That's all my questions.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So just real quick since we're on the audit, it's been kind of said like we haven't had an audit since 2015, but the reality is a lot of the things that the board has been working on were kicked off because of the audit that we just were able to complete for 14 and 15. And the changes we're making now are directly from that and recommendations from that audit. So my point is where you were saying kind of like a review versus an in-depth audit. The reality is that the other years that aren't done are probably going to look a little bit more like what we already had done. Is that making sense? Like, our operations haven't changed a lot. Just like Diana said, like anybody is, we're fully open and transparent here. There's nothing that you guys are going to find that is like malicious at all. But just making sure things are going in the right places, I understand that. But part of what I would say is just to take into consideration that we are doing a lot of work that our last audit did bring up. And so there may be a lot of the same things that are found between that in the years that are being requested now. And just knowing that we are working on those issues and moving forward, they're being addressed.
So typically an audit includes findings that list deficiencies. So if there was, I think that's what you're saying, Erica.
That's what I'd say, is we're working on all of those things.
So changing their practices to make sure those deficiencies are addressed. So they'll likely appear as similar findings in all the subsequent year audits, but then so you're working to address them in the current fiscal year. So,
Thank you.
And we'd expect that those same findings, if you haven't changed your practices, would still be there.
So what's our direction?
I think what staff would do would to work with FBID to get proposals and develop a cost and then bring that back in coordination with the FBID board with the plan of how to pay for those audits and including making that one of our comments on their current year budget and allocating funds of FBID budget and coming back if there is another or additional contribution or a loan requested from the city.
Okay, so that's our audit portion of it, but what about the FBID itself? Where are we at? Is someone going to try to figure out pros and cons? Are we going to have Aaron bring back a look at wages, what it would cost to hire a person? Are we going to have the FBID board start working on something without any direction, or what are we thinking?
I can probably help Mayor Long if you'd like some suggestions.
Yes.
So, I didn't hear really any feedback or proposal, but what staff could do is come back with and analyze any of the options there. And what I'd really want to hear from the council is, you know, one of the suggestions I heard was an interim director. I like that idea of having somebody who Diana can transition to. So I think what as staff we'd like to do is probably work with the FBID board and coordinate kind of a, you know, think about what options we have for proceeding. You know, one of the options that I think that I'm hearing that the council's interested in is an incorporation of a staff position to fulfill the services of FBID. I don't know if any of those other suggestions, whether, you know, continuing and changing how FBID runs, it doesn't sound like Diana or Erica think that's a great idea to continue as is, or even with improved bylaws and MOU and everything else. It sounds like they're more interested in seeing that position transfer somewhere else. You know, is the council interested in, so really the only option that we're looking at analyzing is incorporating a staff position at the city, unless is the council at all interested in the city looking at other options, you know, maybe another third party, another organization to fulfill some of those duties rather than the city. I think one of the comments that Mr. Kelly brought up is, what do the businesses want to see? And, you know, would the city be trusted to act in the business's best interest, or is there another organization that could help perform that role? So really three, do we want to see a changed FBID and update things? Do we want to bring that into the city, or do we want to think about other organizations that might be able to take on some of that responsibility? And I think we only really kicked around one option at the meeting so far.
Tammy?
I think we need to look at all those options.
Okay, but my question is, who is we? Are we gonna leave it to the FBID board to bring options back to us? Merritt?
I think that's something staff needs to take on, and obviously I'd need to work closely with the FBID board. I mean, if I bring you something and what my ideas are and suggestions and the FBID board completely disagrees, then we're back at square one. So I'd like, you know, ultimately we'd want some formal action from the FBID board to come back with a recommendation, but I'm happy to consider those options, analyze them, think about the budget impacts, think about the benefit to businesses, think about the impact to city staff, and bring those back. I'll need input from Diana and Erica and the FBID board if they can convene a quorum on that. And again, I'm happy to work with them and really flesh out at least three alternatives. What I'm not planning on looking at, unless I hear from council, is I don't hear anyone suggesting dissolving the bid at this point.
Real quickly also, with regard to the third party, there is some language either in the contract or the ordinance prohibiting the city from contracting with a third party to fulfill FBID obligations and the job. So you might take a look at that.
Yeah, I read that. I think it was prohibiting FBID from contracting with a third party.
I thought it fell under the city job. Yeah.
So I'll take a look at that.
Take a look at it.
Prohibition, then it'll be a real short analysis. But yeah, when I read that, I thought it was that FBID couldn't just contract with another organization and be a pass-through. That's how I read that. But again, I'll look at that when we develop an analysis of that option.
So for the FBID board, do you guys have meetings with any of the core groups coming up anytime soon, as far as getting some ideas from them, having this discussion at one of their meetings and seeing what they throw out there before you start working too hard on your plan?
So the core areas have their own meetings. We have not announced anything to anybody. I mean, on my personal Facebook page, we've said something. I've said something about leaving, but I just announced my resignation last Thursday. And so, no, the associations have not been a part of the conversation, other than we've surveyed them. And we're not getting feedback. So, but we haven't surveyed them on what the changes for the bids will look like. And yet we don't know that. So we need to get some clarity from the city on what can happen, and then let the board make some.
Again, this, I don't want the city directing FBID or providing direction, but I'd be happy to participate in those core area meetings if we could get an invite.
I think it would be the contract. I mean, I think it goes back to the contract and really seeing what the city contract will look like with that, because that's really going to be what this looks like, including staff in that contract and the obligations of the bid moving forward. So that will help give us some information and clarity as well.
But I think what we're saying is we don't want to, as a city council, make a contract without checking in with our businesses and trying to figure out how we do that. Do we go to those core meetings and say there's going to be some changes? What do you guys want to see? Is that what we should do?
In the past, it has been a public hearing through the city of Fortuna on major changes. So on assessment changes, on big structural changes, those would be through the city of Fortuna listening. The council would get to hear, and you guys could have a public hearing. It would be my recommendation in order to actually get the people that actually, you know, want to have a say. And I mean, yes, you are welcome to attend the quarterly meetings. The Downtown Merchants meet the fourth Wednesday of the month. It has recently changed because they do have a new president. Redwood Village Association is not holding regular meetings, and Strong Creek Plaza holds one annual meeting to set their budget, spend their budget.
I think we have a better chance of getting their input if we go to their meeting. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Diana, you died out. I thought you're done. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I think we have a better chance of getting some input if we go to their meeting instead of expecting them to come to us. No one comes to us.
No one until they're mad, right? That's what happens. Yeah. So I just want to tag in here and say what I think would be beneficial is, Merritt, thank you for offering to help work with us and bring your experience to this process, because we're going to need you to help us look at those pros and cons and look at the analytics of all those options. And I think it's better for us to kind of do that legwork, have some options outlined, have that data dealt with, and then present to the businesses, like, here are some options that we've already looked at. Is there anything new? If we just throw it out, like, here we are, we're doing it, like, it, that's going to be kind of chaos. We're going to things going in different directions. So I'd like to take the time. And again, you know, our board hasn't got our chance to weigh in on any of this. So it's like, if we could take the, I would love direction as far as FBID board working with city staff to look at all of the options so that we are dealing with the full data set, so that we know what we're looking at, and then we can cohesively put out options to the businesses and say, you know, we've done this legwork, here's our ideas, what do you guys think? Rather than just this kind of blanket, what do you want to see us do? Well, no, a lot of people sense. Right now are still just saving their businesses, so they don't care what we're doing, you know what I mean? So I think that would, before we start jumping into to going to association meetings, let's kind of get our ducks in a row and then go together.
I agree with Erica. And if the bid has the ability to call special meetings for each of those core areas, I think it's important, you know, for board representation to be there, the city manager to be there. And I'd love to have participation of one or two council members if there's interest. I don't know if we want to designate it as like an ad hoc committee, or if just interested council members would go to those as a public meeting. But I would love to have some participation from council members who are following this issue. And I don't know if the council wants to designate it, you know, one of the members to really help with that. I know right now would probably be council member Stanfield, his role as the FBID liaison. So I'd be happy for if you want to just have Jeremy work with me as we go through this process.
I wouldn't mind working with you as well, but I don't know if that's overstepping. I don't mind if you tell me no.
I'll do whatever the council thinks best. I just want the council to be, to have, you know, really witness the process and be able to hear from our businesses. I think we all have the same goal. How can we best help our businesses? That's everybody's motivation. And I don't want it to be my interpretation only. I'd like at least one or two council members to participate in that process.
And I can say as the FBID board president that we will welcome any input, any feedback, and any constructive parts and people to this. So we appreciate anyone who wants to participate.
Mayor Long?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I have to leave. I have to get to work.
I think we're wrapping it up right now anyway, Tammy. So thank you for being here, and we'll see you later.
Okay, thank you.
So if we don't have anything else, I think that is probably the end of our discussion for today, and we've all got work to do now. What is that the consensus? Okay.
And I just wanted to say one thing really quick, that if anybody would like to, the board will be talking about this at our board meeting on Thursday, July 8th at 8:30 a.m. It will be via Zoom. But if anybody, the members of the public that want to have a part of the conversation, are welcome to attend, including council members. So, and obviously, council member Stanfield will be there as our liaison. But thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that. Diana, good luck in your new adventure. I know we'll still see you about town, so I'm not going to say we're going to miss you, because we're going to see you. So thank you all for participating today. Jeremy, thank you so much for taking time out of your vacation to join us so that we could have this conversation and start moving forward. So with that, if someone wants to make a motion to adjourn, we lost Tammy, so somebody else can have to step up.
Motion to adjourn.
No one wants to adjourn. We need a second.
I'll second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Take care, everybody. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.